Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that all the commandments, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, are built on love. Let's end the week with that thought today. But Jesus' new commandment, John 13:34 and 35, even made it higher. That second commandment, loving your neighbor as yourself, Jesus made it even higher. People say, well, the Old Testament legalistic. But here in the New Testament, Jesus made a command that was even stronger than the Old Testament. In John 13:34 and 35, when he said a new commandment, he was putting it on the level that the Ten Commandments were, but only higher than that. And he said to love one another as in the same manner that Jesus loved us. Well, there's no greater love than that. So as he loved us, so realize those are some strong commandments. Those are powerful. And it's from the Word of God. But then, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, all the commands are built on the love factor. Why? Because all things work together for good to those that love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose. His purpose for all those commands that are in the Bible is if we obey Him, we'll go by them. There may be present consequences that the world gives that are not good. But if you have eternity set in your heart, and you look ahead, just like Jesus, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. He didn't enjoy the shame of the cross. He endured it. But it was the joy set before Him. He had His heart set in eternity and knew what was ahead by faith. So, see the progression then of the plan from verse 22 there. We rely on Him, and His commandment is for good, even though some people are hard to love. When that happens, the plan is being carried out that leads to power in prayer. Now, there are two passages that come to my mind in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Now, have you heard the people say, well, that's Old Testament. Oh, that's law. That's legalistic. That's it. Yeah, I know it's in the Bible, but it's in the Old Testament. That's legalistic. And God told you, you guys don't know grace and mercy. Yeah, that's written in the New Testament too, but you guys are just too legalistic. And they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness is what they do, that anything goes. It's all right. And so, They get to that point. But if you love God, and He gives you a command to do, it's not grievous. Now, my wife was sick, had surgery, and there were some things that she needed that usually it's in the ladies' sections of the grocery stores or the department stores that only the lady would buy. But she couldn't go to the store. So, I had to go and do it myself. Now, here I am. I'm a pastor. I'm dressed in my suit and tie. And I'm going in the store buying ladies' things. Now, I don't know how that looks to the people. It's not one of those things that when I do it, I say, this part, I really love doing this. No, I feel like Jesus on the cross despising the shame. Okay. But for the joy, this helped my wife. This helping the lady I love more than any other human being on the planet Earth. Okay, this is for her. So again, his commandments are not grievous. So to do that for her, now she's not making a commandment, she says, is what I have need of. But for me, it's a commandment because it's going to satisfy a need for my wife. So there's a higher level of morality and spirituality that says it's a commandment in my heart, even though it doesn't come from her lips, because I want to meet the love of my life's needs. And so when we see that God gives us a commandment, it's not grievous, because it opens up an even greater joy and fellowship with Him. So again, let me say it. Some people are hard to love. But when you do it in the power of Christ, it is not grievous. Yes, some people will give you a hard time, and they will oppose you. What do you do in a situation like that? Well, think of another passage from the lips of Jesus in Matthew 5:44. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies." Wow. "Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, as a pastor, I can say that probably all four of those things I have experienced of people towards me. And yet, you know, if I focus on those things instead of on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm not going to have joy in my life. I'm going to be one miserable, mean critter. Okay. But so why would Jesus give a commandment like this in Matthew 5:44? Because when we obey it, we are most like Him. We are like Jesus Christ, our Lord. Remember Romans 8:28, "And we know all things work together for good to those that love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose." Oh my goodness. People stop right there. They're going through trials and troubles. Well, it's going to work out for good. And they don't go to the next verse. And the next verse is so pivotal in that. After we sing, "Say it, you know, and for all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to His purpose." Then verse 29. We find out, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." So when you're the very object of the gospel, and look, if you're a witness, you don't have to be the pastor. And pastors get it if they're a Bible preaching pastor, but others get it too. If you're going to be that, you're going to be the object. You're going to be the object of people who oppose you. They'll lie about you. They'll say all manner of evil against you falsely. They'll gossip. They'll spread the gospel. All of those things. They will do that. And if you're a witness, you try to live a separated holy life unto God, they're going to do those things. But those things help conform you to the image of Christ, because that's what they did to Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that they do those things unto you, and they're doing them unto me. That's the way Jesus views it. If you read Matthew 25:41-46, "In that you did it unto them, you've done it unto me. If it's to offer a drink of cold water, then you did it for me. If it was to kick them while they're down, then you did that unto me." When you attack God's children, Jesus looks at it as you are attacking Him. Now, if we believe on Him and we rely on Him with a pure conscience, then listen to 1 Peter 3:14-16. There He says, "But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Jesus Christ. You know, I've learned to keep that before my face. I really have. Look, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Don't be afraid of what they're doing. If you have this hope within you, you're ready to give an answer. They may speak evil of you. They may speak like you're the worst evildoer in the world. But if they don't get it right in this life, if they get it right, they'll be ashamed of what they've done. But if they don't get it right in this life, when Jesus comes, we know by 1 John 2:28 that we've already covered, and now little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, now that he says little children, he's talking to Christians, okay? When he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Okay, there's that word confidence again. We know. We trust. And so we make those things right, and we don't have to look ahead and wonder what's going to happen. We know that thing was made right. That thing was made clear. And we not only go to the person that we gossiped about and ran down and put them under, we go to the people that we gossiped to about it and let them know, hey, I was wrong. Now that's hard. Again, that's swallowing pride. But isn't being right with God better than holding on to your pride? Now, busybodies, gossips, slanderers, discord sowers, they can lie and speak against you. But don't allow their error or their hatred trouble you. You just maintain a good conscience towards God. That's what's important. Won't you listen to these three passages from the book of Proverbs? No, we like to say from the book of wisdom. You say the book of wisdom, everybody knows you're talking about Proverbs. So let me give you three passages from the book of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil. Now let me just stop there. What kind of a man digs up evil? An ungodly man. Now, he might be religious. He might be a part of your church. But digging up evil is not godlike, okay? That is ungodlike. So an ungodly man diggeth up evil. And in his lips, there is a burning fire. That is the condemnation of brethren.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.